It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, since we were just talking about Summerfest and how you and I saw each other this weekend, how fun.
Yeah.
And when I left you at the captain's deck, I went over to see Mario at the U.S. Cellular stage.
Correct.
And you could either make your way to the front, you could make your way to the middle, you know where I'm going with this, or you could be in the back where you could stand on the bleachers and see it all and dance. Whoa!
Easier to grab drinks too.
Where are you sitting at Summerfest, DZ? We're talking about unassigned seats.
You're asking a complicated question.
Am I, though?
Yeah, you really are. Because do I got the kids with me?
No.
Okay, I'm by myself.
Absolutely not.
Me and the wifey solo dolo.
It's you and Aaron.
Okay.
No kids.
I genuinely, usually in the past, have preferred the front. Now I'm not so sure.
You're not going to get smushed.
I'm not a get smushed guy. You don't smush me at concerts.
That's fair.
You feel me? You don't smush me or my wife at concerts. we're not smushable. You feel me?
We're not smushable.
you ain't crushing this.
That's so funny. That's fair.
I would say front left, and I'm specific on front left.
I didn't see that coming. Front left.
Side stage, I don't want to be smack dab in the middle where I can't get out if I want to.
Okay.
Right? I want to be in the pocket front right or front left, front left, depending on what you're looking at, stage left.
No, being too inside is a mess.
Yeah. Being in the middle, no. I like to be in that sweet spot in the front side, either wing, stage left, stage right, left, right, whatever.
How do the people watch the show in the middle and never leave? Don't they have to pee?
I guess not.
Like, don't you have to go to the bathroom?
I wouldn't know.
Are you thirsty? Don't you need another drink?
They normally hand people water. And then you have the extreme ones that will trudge through the crowd and then come back with drinks, with whatever. Like, nah, that ain't me.
Story time at Alpine Valley. I must tell you this briefly.
What happened?
So I'm there for Post Malone last summer.
Okay.
And we go in and the show starts. You hear Post Malone take the stage. I'm like, no!
We're missing nothing!
So we're running down the hill. Down the hill. You know what I'm talking about.
If you've been to Alpine, you know.
Running. Got to get to our seats because we have seats. We're not on the lawns. I didn't realize you could walk all the way around the lawn to get to the seats. So me, like a dummy, push through the lawn till I got to the front.
Oh, no.
You know how much I went through to get to the front of the lawn? And I'm like, move it. You're in the way. All the way. Some security guard whips me out. I go, I'm just trying to get to my damn seat. These people won't let me through.
And he goes, take the path.
No, he didn't. They pull me over. I get to my seat. Not till it's over do I realize I could have walked all the way around on the sidewalk.
Once all the people from the lawn are gone.
On the sidewalk. I was pissed. I said, are you kidding me now? I pushed my way through the whole crowd. Never again.
Nope.
Never. It probably took 20 minutes.
And it took you 20 minutes longer than it needed to.
I'm thinking about it.
It took you way longer than it needed to.
I never want to be in the front or the middle. I know that much.
Right.
I'm in the back so I can dance kind of girl. Even at Lizzo at Summerfest, I was in the back dancing.
Well, some people can't get to the front.
That's true.
I remember that.
I'm by the bar in the back. That's where I am.
Boom. There you go.
Where are you sitting? It's a free show. You can go front, middle, back, side. Where are you at? We're talking about like shows at Summerfest. 414-533-1037. I'm going to pull up our text. You can text or call that number.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So we're talking about where do you sit at a concert?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sit in the front? We're talking about a free, no-seat concert, like a side stage at Summerfest.
I use that Generac over the weekend with us. Where are you sitting?
Yeah, exactly.
You trying to get into the front pit?
You getting in the middle?
Sitting in the middle? You posted way back?
A lot of times I'm back by the bar. Let's be real.
A lot of people
And then
are.
I can dance, talk, and get alcohol all at the same time.
That's called moving freely.
Feels good in my soul. Feels so good in my soul. DZ, you're not a hang at the bar kind of guy.
I'm not, but I will pull back up if I need to grab a new drink, but I'm also the type to just double fist so I don't have to.
Yeah.
Because I prefer to go front left. You get a side view of the stage. Okay. You get to chill.
Uh-huh.
You normally have a little more breathing room because most people try to concentrate in the front.
Yeah.
Middle front.
Yeah.
I'm not a middle front.
Oh, here's a twist for you then. Okay, so we're talking about free shows. Okay, now you're going in, you're buying tickets.
Uh-huh.
Every ticket minus the front row, the best seats in the house, where are you picking? Let's say you have to pick a general ticket. They're all $60.
Yeah. Okay, all $60, general admission.
Where are you getting it?
Roughly, I'm going to probably try to shoot for somewhere still side, but more middle to catch.
You're not going to go middle on a paid ticket.
Nope. Side, maybe not front, because those are more expensive, right?
Yeah.
Side, middle, so that I can still get a good view of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I normally still have easier access. I've learned that as I've gotten older, I get impatient around pushy people.
Yeah.
And especially when that push is a physical push.
Yeah.
I don't like to be physically pushed on. And then I'm with my wife. I don't like to be physically pushed on.
And then she's getting pushed. Or her. Oh, it's over.
Then I'm a little shorter fused and go, y'all need to chill out.
Listen up.
Youngins.
Yep.
Stop. Stop enough. Pushing. Enough. Right?
Listen, kids.
We're past that stage in my life. Now I'm dad mode in here.
Yeah.
Right? Then I pull my socks up like, oh, I got to get active on these young whippersnappers.
You're in dad mode. I love it.
You know what I'm saying? The socks get pulled up. The sleeves get rolled up. And I'm like, listen here, bub.
You.
You youngin, you whippersnappers.
That's funny.
So I go side, man. If I'm having to pay, I'm sticking it off to the side because same concept. I can dip out, go grab a drink. Use the bathroom, chill, then we can sit down and not have to feel like I'm looking over people.
Last one then. Now you're at Pfizer Forum.
Whoa, what about you? You ain't answered none of these questions.
Sorry, I like quizzing you on all these locations. I'm like, where are you sitting? If I'm buying a ticket to a show, usually best front row center, but I'm not going to be front row, obviously.
Yeah.
So I would say center-ish, the best center-ish seats I could get because I know I'm going to be able to annoy people and get up and get out because I'm in a seat.
Is it for the sound for you at all? Because a lot of people will sit smack dab middle center because that's the best sound in most places.
It's like going to the movies. Do the same thing at the movies.
Exactly.
I pick the center.
Exactly.
So you're at Pfizer now. Where are you picking? Bucks game. Side, end, suite, level 200s, which scare me when you're standing up on them.
Well, at the Bucks games, I'm going to be in the tunnel getting ready to do my job.
You know what?
I'm going to be in tunnel C, baby.
Mic drop. You're like, seats at Pfizer? Where I go, they don't sell seats.
I'm on the clock. I'm doing my jizz-ob.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I just want to know where you'd be sitting, DZ. I feel better. At Pfizer, I'll sit anywhere.
Yeah, you know you in the suites, Allie. Quit playing with them.
I don't know. the sweets are not my jam.
Miss Ambassador.
Stop it. Sometimes I'd rather be closer.
I'd always rather be closer.
At a concert, I actually would opt not for the suite. As much as suites are for people that have cool jobs or cool experiences, I don't know if I'd pick the suite. The suite is for people that want to talk. That want to hang out at the back of Summerfest by the bar. That's who the suite's for.
There you go. Okay. Well, then.
You know what I'm saying?
I will actually answer this question because it's not suites. It's not actually 100s.
Yeah.
It's not floor. If I'm getting floor seats, just floor seats.
Not floor.
I'm in the 200s.
Really?
I am center court.
It's not too high.
200s. It's a little high, but that's where the real fans are.
See everything.
That's where you see everything. That's where people are really talking basketball.
Getting
that's where
hyped.
You're enjoying the experience. That's where the noise can be, right? You feel like we don't see y'all, but we see y'all up there, man. And when y'all get lit, listen. That's anytime I've been up there doing something, that's always the energy.
The best fans are up high because they wanted the seats and they couldn't afford. And the ones below is the guy that works at SC Johnson and
wherever else.
Gruber.
You know, I might have paid a couple hundred. You know what I'm saying? You know, so they're a little more flashy with their ambiance. I don't care for the flash and the ambiance.
Yeah.
I want to be with the real ones.
Totally. You're all right. Well, this has been the question of the day. Where you sit at concerts? I love it.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, today is going to be another one that's about you.
I need the help. Again.
I don't know how to say this nicely, but I love it when you have problems.
I've been told.
It's good for the show.
You're not the only person that says, oh, I love What Should DZ Do.
I find out more about you secretly.
I guess. And what I'm finding out is that
My master plan's working.
Get out of here, bro. No, for real though, what I'm finding out is that I might be irritable. Straight up. I don't know how else to say it.
You and I are the king and queen of irritable, are we not?
I didn't notice.
I'm worse than you. You're much nicer than me, but you get irritable just like me. Oh my God, yes.
Didn't realize that.
Okay, I mean that with all the niceness.
I know.
It's a term of endearment.
It is. But hear the what should DZ do, because I need a lot of endearing, I guess, and
no,
some help.
No.
Nah, but for real.
Everybody gets irritable.
So, you know, wife and I are coming up on a year of having bought our house this month, actually.
Yeah.
In about 20 days.
Yeah.
1 year in our home.
That's exciting.
It is. It is very exciting.
Yeah.
Except for every time that one thing happens and then we get that sorted, it feels like another thing happens and then we got to get that sorted. Welcome to home ownership, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like a house problem? Like something's broken?
Yes and no, man. I guess, help me through this, because my wife and I have noticed that over the last few weeks, there's been this child. Not our child. We've got Sammy and Danny. Not our child.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this kid, maybe 9, 10 years old, that is rollerblading, roller skating, whatever
so
you call
Bayview,
it.
So Bayview, isn't it?
But,
I love it.
But they're doing it in our driveway.
Oh.
And let me paint this picture. Our driveway, it's through a private, no-through alley in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
yeah, I can picture it.
It's a shared alley between myself and my two neighbors to the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. You can't drive through the alley. It's not really technically an alley.
You just go back there to park by the garage or nothing.
If you hit the end, you hit my garage.
Got it.
Right? There's three houses, and mine is the last house that you could possibly pull up to.
Got it.
My driveway is in the way of anybody driving through that alley.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a through alley. It's more of a private drive.
Oh, you're like the cul-de-sac.
Basically.
Oh, no.
But it's a backyard alley.
Oh, got it. Okay, go on.
Right? Right? So there's been this kid for the last few weeks that we've seen rollerblading back there. Do a little loop, get close to our garage, and then go back down, and then do another little loop. And I was like, baby, who is that? I asked my wife, and she's like, I don't know. So
Some
we started
kid.
Started theorizing. And we go, oh, maybe it's our neighbor's grandchild. Our neighbor, corner neighbor, 95 years old. She's got a plenty grandbabies. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe she's there up to visit. Oh, that's cute. It's not her grandchild.
And you're wondering who this kid is because they're continuously basically rollerblading onto your driveway and then leaving to turn around.
And then, no, they stay there. They're using it as a roller rink.
Oh, even worse.
Right. So we're going,
Who
is this kid? You got to belong to one of these two houses. Otherwise, you don't really got no business being back here.
And why wouldn't you just turn around before the driveway on the street like a normal person?
You'd think.
Okay.
But it's not our neighbor's grandchild, because we've seen them way too often, and we know from speaking with our neighbor that her grandbabies don't visit that often.
So it's, you don't even know who this kid is.
We don't know who this kid is, but they clearly live in the neighborhood. Yeah. Now, the other day, again, see this kid rollerblading in our backyard.
Yeah.
They've had parents with them at times. They've had siblings with them at times. So we don't know who it is.
What the heck?
But they never approach close enough for us to be like, what are you doing? Nor do we want to step outside and go, what are you doing?
You don't want to come out to a 9-10-year-old kid and go, get off my lawn. I mean, if that's not as old people as it gets.
So we're not trying to be those people, but at the same time, one, I don't want to be pulling into my driveway and get freaked out because there's a random kid that I almost hit.
Or hit a kid coming and going because you aren't expecting a kid in your driveway. That's a fair thing, yep.
Or two,
we try hard enough not to hit our own. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, we're that paranoid, when you have kids.
That is not a joke whatsoever.
It's not a joke, yeah.
Or two, what if this child gets hurt in my driveway?
You're screwed.
Who's responsible?
Yeah, you.
We don't know whose kid that is. What are you doing in our technically private drive?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't say private drive. It says...
It shouldn't have to. It's your property.
No through alley. That's all it says on the post.
I don't have to put something that says it's my house and my lawn. You know what I mean? Like, people can put private property up, but it should be... But it's a kid. They're not thinking like
but
that.
But it's a child.
So, okay, so now what? So you don't want the kid on your property is what you're telling me. You don't want this kid rollerblading around your driveway over and over for multiple reasons, and I understand those, and it's your house, your decision. So?
Is it worth saying something? And if so, what should I say? Do I just let it go and let this kid keep rollerblading?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be this get off my lawn guy.
Because you don't want to be that mean guy that's like, stop rollerblading on my driveway, but really, stop rollerblading on my driveway.
I don't want this child learning how to stop by pushing off of my garage door. What if they cause damage to my property then? Honestly, though, for real, like, what if they push the garage door and, like, knock it off the hinges or something?
They could do damage on accident.
And then what do I do? Do I now got to go find, hey, little girl, take me to your house and right, bro?
Even worse.
Come on, man.
Somebody texted in and said, lace up the skates and see what's up. Hit them with the, come round here often.
Chill out.
I can see you on there. No. Come here. Is that the meme? The guy on the rollerblades and the underwear?
I'm not going to be that guy. Nope. New advice. Nope.
Come round here often. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So DZ wants to know again, what should he do? There's a kid who keeps using their driveway to roller skate, and he's not trying to be that guy, but at the same time, he doesn't understand why the kid just keeps the kid should be stopping at the street, turning around and leaving, not taking your alley up your driveway, because they're using your driveway as a ramp to like turn around.
Right.
And they
or a rink to just go around.
Yeah. But how do you stop a kid? And what you said was so true. If the kid does something on accident, now you got to go find the parent, and the parent's going to be like, I didn't even know my kid was there.
Oh, no. The parent knows they're there because they've done loop-de-loops with the parent around the corner just watching.
Now I'm even more irritated.
You feel me? So what do we do about this?
Start a limbo stick.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So today is What Should DZ Do? Because there's a kid who keeps roller skating down his private alley with his neighbors and then going through kind of on his driveway. He wants to know what to do. He's worried about this kid being in their private property all the time. What if the kid gets hurt?
Yeah.
What if they hit the kid? I mean, there's all kinds of things.
What if the kid causes property damage?
You never know. You got to go find the mom now?
Right.
How awkward.
Right. And it's like, dog, and I get there might be confusion. So our alley is a private alley, which is our alley is basically our driveway.
Mm.
Nobody else drives through there.
Right.
I'm the longest drive that has to get to that driveway. So they're sitting there creating a roller rink in my driveway,
it's like,
arguably.
No. This is, I create the roller rink. You don't create the roller rink. Am I right or am I right?
I mean, you're
admit
right.
Admit it.
When you're right, you're right.
Amanda, I want to start with Amanda this morning. Can we go with her first? Because she's a new mom again. She's had a baby. Amanda and Racine. Second baby. And still on her game, just
on
like
fire.
I knew she would be. That a girl. Amanda! No, don't say anything crazy, Amanda, okay? Because I know you.
50-50 here.
I can't guarantee that.
Makes no promises.
What should DZ do?
What I will say is, you know how they have like the no trespassing sign?
Mm-hmm.
So do that, and then, you know, take a picture of that kid and put it on there. with some rollerblading.
Banned. Kick her from the rink.
Kick her from the rink, dude. Amanda!
No, but seriously, Amanda, would you really put a no trespassing sign up?
I would do that if the kid's not listening.
And I don't even think you have to act like it's aimed at the kid. If you really have this kind of, you know, Milwaukee-esque, Bayview-esque alley that we can all picture, that people share, it's very common, and it is private, I don't even think it's weird to put private property, because you see people do that all the time so people don't come down and get stuck or turn or not. If I can't turn around at the end of your drive, I would actually prefer a private property, don't go.
So you know not to turn.
Yeah, so then I turn, I'm going to be stuck.
There's already a no through alley sign.
There's already a no through alley,
but do I need to add a private drive sign under it, though?
If you
maybe this kid's not getting it, obviously.
We haven't approached the kid at all.
Hold on, though. Okay, so you truly own that alley? Do you own that alley?
We have to clean that. The city doesn't clean that.
You guys own that with the neighbors.
We own that. That is our property. Mm. There is initials from the cement that the family poured from when they built that garage in that area. That is our property.
Yeah, you got to put up a sign.
I mean,
we have a neighbor that he has have no dogs on the grass for them. So. I mean,
do people listen to that sign though? Let's be honest.
I don't.
See, Amanda. Look,
it's dogs the sign right on the grass.
Your advice was for nothing.
Bye, Amanda.
Damn it, Amanda.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Peace.
Heather is calling from Shorewood this morning on what should DZ do.
Oh, it's getting hot.
Get off my lawn, Heather.
No, I'm gonna go on your lawn.
She's just stomping on that lawn.
DZ doesn't know what to do about this kid who is harmlessly. They don't mean harm, but at the end of the day, I get why there could be 17 things that could happen. We're thinking like parents right now.
Exactly.
On private property.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I agree with Amanda. I actually had some kids going on my property at one point. And it's kind of hard to protect yourself. I had a dog that was aggressive, not mean, but aggressive towards strangers and very territorial. Mm. We had talked to the cops, and beware of dog actually puts you in, like, liability issues. But no trespassing signs now puts the problem back on the person. Because now you're saying, you can't come onto my property. I'm telling you not to trespass, and if you do and you're injured, it reduces your liability because the kid is clearly old enough to read.
Yes. No, they're definitely old enough to read. Mm-hmm. Cat, hat, bat for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, putting up a no trespassing sign, even if you don't want to confront them, it helps protect you.
And even write it phonetically if you're worried. If you're worried they can't read yet.
Just put we can use a picture. Put a rollerblade sign up with the big X through it. No rollerblading.
And then they start biking.
You can do that. Just make sure you have no trespassing up there. Reduces your liability. And then if they do get hurt on your property, you can say, and make sure it's clearly visible. You can say, look at these visible pictures. These have been up. And make sure you take time stamped pictures of those in very well to read areas.
To prove when it was. Got it.
What somebody else texted. And then if you post the no trespassing sign, you're no longer liable for others getting injured on your property.
And then they're liable for any damage that they incur. Yep.
I'm following. Okay. I don't know who wrote this in, but shame on you. Throw some rocks, pebbles at the end of your driveway so they can't skate on it. Genius. Now all you're going to do is make them fall. You're not stopping
and
anybody.
You roll over and you might get a flat tire if one of them sharp.
Thank you, Heather.
That is not genius. Take that back, whoever texted that in. Okay.
Let's check the definition of genius for
Heather,
y'all.
Thanks for calling.
We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Somebody texted in and said, listening for sure. I have the same issue with our neighbor kids coming up at the end of our driveway to our garage, despite me asking the parents to have them stop. Somebody else.
Mm, and you already asked the parents to stop? That's a whole nother problem, bro.
And then somebody else wrote in and said, do the same thing you would want someone else to do if it was your kid roller skating.
If it was my kid,
come tell me.
My kid wouldn't be roller skating on anybody else's property it was my kid. Can I tell you that?
The final question on the text I do want to ask you quick. What do the other two neighbors think? Have you talked to them? I was wondering about them since you all share that alley.
Haven't talked to them. But I have had the theory that maybe, just maybe, they don't care. The previous owners of the house before we bought it don't care. Mm-hmm. And they've been letting that kid learn how to rollerblade because the kid's older than we've lived there.
Yeah.
Maybe the kid has been rollerblading there since they were like five.
And they're like, oh, this is what I do. I'm allowed to go here.
I've always rollerbladed here whole life.
There's a new family in town.
Get about my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Sorry
Until
to say
Until Sammy's
it.
Older and we need you to either play or babysit. Go away.
Please. And thank you.
And thank you. Just telling DZ my favorite TLC song off the air because we're giving away TLC tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair after Am I the Jerk this mm-hmm. morning. Mm-hmm. And I just kept going and going. I can't pick one. But I know one thing. Unpretty is my least favorite song. It was one of those hits that I was like, I never liked that song.
Not for you.
It just wasn't my vibe.
It didn't tug at your heartstrings.
I'm a ain't too proud to beg kind of girl.
I feel you. I feel you more baby, baby,
what
baby.
What about your friends? I go back to the 90s. I go way back.
Allie feels different about TLC. But everybody trying to go. That's
everybody.
The show.
So we're going to give those tickets to you to the Wisconsin State Fair coming up before the 8 o'clock is all you need to know.
Yeah.
So DZ, we had a very busy weekend.
It's been a lot going on.
I saw you at Summerfest on Saturday night.
Yeah.
That was exciting. But on Friday, I was at my neighbor's watching the Cubs Brewers game in their backyard.
They had the series over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. And my neighbor's, she's from Chicago. He's from here. So they love to fight when they play.
I understand.
Much like you being from Gurnee.
I understand. We like to argue.
So they had the game on and we were watching it. But then I saw what actually happened at AmFam Field, that there was an escalator accident, which was wild.
That was at last night's game when mm-hmm. they wrapped up the series, man. Mm-hmm. And it was after the game was done. Mm-hmm. So from what I understand, it was the escalator going downwards, bringing people from the terrace level to the mm-hmm. loge level.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden,
it glitched or something.
It like shook, jiggled, and everybody was like, oh, that was scary. Ha ha ha. And then as soon as everybody stopped laughing, the escalator just picked up speed and just vroom.
Goosebumps.
A person's account that was on the escalator said all of a sudden it just started going downhill like a roller coaster and you just saw bodies piling up at the bottom. Final destination.
Everyone's
stuff.
Okay, thank God. People are in the hospital or got sent to the hospital, but everyone's alive, thank God.
Non-life-threatening injuries thank to the God. 11 people hurt there.
11? Okay, go on.
But there were 6 people that got taken to the hospital. Mm-hmm. 5 people treated on site. Mm-hmm. Everybody is expected to make a full recovery. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But come on, that
what
makes
a freak
you
accident.
Feel insane about getting on an escalator.
It just malfunctioned, yeah.
The chances of things like that happening are very
small. It's about the same as you being in a plane crash. It's literally probably the same odds. It's probably never going to happen. But
slim to
happen.
None,
yeah.
Not zero.
Yeah.
And after mm-hmm. you think a big series like that, Cubs, Brewers, Cubs, it mm-hmm. is the 94 rivalry.
I knew the Cubs brought bad energy and bad vibes. I knew it.
You just knew it.
I knew Craig Counsell. I knew it.
It was the Craig Counsell curse.
It's the curse. He cursed us.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
Dun, dun, dun.
I knew it.
Chill out.
See? And this is why I get kicked into the game.
You see, you just like X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Everybody ran with it and said, it's the Craig Counsell curse.
Is that what everybody said online?
Basically.
That it was Craig Counsell's?
It blamed it on Craig.
You tell me I wasn't original with that thought? Fine. Fine. Okay. You know what? Fine.
Chill out.
No, we're glad everyone's okay. But that must have been scary for those on the escalator at AmFam Field when that happened.
All jokes aside, what do you do in that situation?
It probably happened so fast, nobody probably knew what to do.
Exactly.
Everyone was probably going, what happened? You know? You
packed
know.
Elevator. Mm. You can't go up, right, left, down. You're stuck.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it wasn't worse. Thankfully, everybody will be okay.
Well, good. We're glad about that. And go Brewers. Just saying.
Wepa.
Okay. So, I just want to add that we do have TLC tickets after Am I the Jerk? And I wanted to mention something. We didn't mention this morning, but if you listen on the Odyssey app, you're going to be entered to win a chance to see Olivia Rodrigo 4 times.
Boom. Not once, not twice, not thrice. The 4 might mm-hmm. suffice.
Yep.
Ooh, bars.
Yep. Log in and listen for your chance to win a trip to see Olivia Rodrigo 4 times.
Boom. Oh, my gosh.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
More info on our website, 1037kissfm.com. Am I the Jerk is next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, we got a submission from somebody who wants to know if they're the jerk for not going to their boyfriend's family events.
See, listen, I'm not predetermining nothing. I need to hear it.
You need the story. Mm-hmm. She said, please let me know if I'm the jerk. A longtime listener here. Can we use her name?
I mean, I don't,
she put it in here.
But I thought that she already changed it.
Oh, maybe she did.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that. My name's Bethany.
Yeah.
And I want to know if I'm the jerk for not wanting to go to my boyfriend's family events. She said, boyfriend and I have been dating for a year now, and we recently moved in together. A few months back, my boyfriend's dad tried introducing him to another woman.
Huh?
He did this before we moved in, yet after meeting him once at a wedding. So I had met him, but we had not moved in together.
Oh, it wasn't deep in like y'all are now. Got it.
At the wedding where I met the father, there was drama.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend's sister disappeared for several hours at the reception, so I sat and danced with her girlfriend at the time. A few weeks after the wedding, my boyfriend's dad let me know that the sister appreciated me for keeping the girlfriend company.
Bet. Okay, good.
Couple weeks go by. My boyfriend tells me why his sister was gone for several hours. She was caught making out with another bridesmaid at the wedding.
Ah. Dun, dun, dun.
Fast forward to a week ago, we were invited to a gathering with those same people. My boyfriend's dad said to my boyfriend that his sister might not like me because at the wedding, I told the girlfriend to leave her, which is not the case. I never said that. I stayed up all night wondering where the disconnect was. They were appreciative to now being accused of something I didn't do and personally feeling ostracized.
Mm.
My boyfriend's dad invited us to a cookout. I told him I will not be attending due to reasons above. My boyfriend told me I had to, and he would for my family. I said, my family isn't as dysfunctional as yours. They would never do that to you.
Well,
I feel like this is not conducive to my mental health, hanging out with his family.
Yikes.
Am I the jerk for not going to my boyfriend's family events?
Well,
Bethany.
Well, Bethany.
Okay, first of all, they do sound like drama. One at a wedding off cheating on one while you're entertaining the other half, which is awkward to begin with.
Mad awkward.
Already put in a bad position by everybody.
Now you're involved and you just now meeting everybody like dad, so
they're
it's like,
they're putting you in the middle of this breakup and you have nothing to do with these people. Dad, the hurtful part in itself is the dad trying to introduce him to somebody else. I don't know if he should have told her that, but that's a side issue.
And where did that come into play, right? Like, that was like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
Clearly they hadn't been as in an invested relationship yet, but that's still wrong
on
Pops. Or
the dad wasn't taking her seriously.
Exactly. So it's all a little weird though, man.
Or they're all cheaters and the dad knows that.
Yikes.
Bethany's just here waiting.
Ooh, Bethany.
I don't know. Look, Bethany wants to know if she's the jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events.
Well, see, the thing is for me, it is about making that effort.
Mm-hmm.
And though she said she's uncomfortable, is the situation big enough of her involvement for her to warrant being uncomfortable? It's not for her to be uncomfortable at. Her and her relationship are good.
She feels like she's misunderstood, though, because they're blaming her and saying she told the girlfriend to leave the sister. Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
This is a deflection.
A little bit.
And Bethany needs to step up and call them out on this and go, the sister is saying this about me because she doesn't want to own that she got busted cheating on her girlfriend at the wedding with somebody else. So the sister now is going, your girlfriend told her to leave me. It's her fault we broke up. The reason you broke up is because you cheated.
It had nothing to do
with anybody else's opinion.
Sure.
See the deflection?
I hear the deflection.
And now Bethany,
I see the deflection.
So it's still toxic, though. And now she's caught up in it, which is why she doesn't want to have anything to do with his family.
But there's no
toxic.
There's no way to clear the air, and Bethany has no chance at clearing the air if she's going to deflect in her own way and kind of remove herself from the situation. You're not going to build your relationship, and you're not going to get any closer with your person's family by doing that. Mm. You're not going to remedy any of the situation.
True.
This might be one of those be a bigger person situations, and you're not being the bigger person, so
I
kind of got to lean towards jerk here.
I don't think she's a jerk. We're going opposite, because you treat me like that, I'm not coming around your family.
Well, you don't want to be treated like that in any situation,
but now you're screwed because it's your boyfriend's family.
And you have to stand up for yourself.
Yep.
You genuinely do. You're not going to get the respect that you want by just staying quiet or never going.
That's why I think she needs to stand up in that part and go, stop deflecting to me on the breakup. Mm-hmm. That's a separate issue. But I get why she's feeling uncomfortable about being pulled into all their drama.
She's not dealing with it. She kind of has got to deal with it, especially if she expects to be involved in this family.
That might make her a jerk that she's not dealing with it.
I think so. That's where I'm at.
I don't know.
You already said not the jerk.
Not the jerk. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. You can hit up that number. And we're going to talk to you guys next. Is Bethany the jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Bethany wants to know if she's the jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events. She feels like they're not conducive to her mental health. She told a couple toxic stories, like the dad trying to introduce him to somebody else. A story about the sister getting caught cheating at a wedding, and now she's getting pulled into that drama and she doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
Is she the jerk for not going?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Gus. I'm going to start with the guy in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Gus.
Gus the guy.
Hey, good morning. Good
morning, Gus.
Do you think Bethany's a jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events?
I'm gonna say not the jerk.
All right.
Okay.
Elaborate for us, man. What you think?
So I think not the jerk, because if she realizes it's gonna be bad for her to go to events, that's one thing. But I would say she's kind of the jerk to herself for not dealing with it.
Ah. Not the jerk because she's self-preserving, but
she's avoiding.
She exactly. is avoiding. She yeah. is avoiding.
But she is avoiding.
By not going.
So until she deals with it, she doesn't have to go to the events, but she's got to deal with it sooner rather than later.
The okay. thing is that it's if she wants to have a future with this man,
right.
at what point you can't not hang out with his family for your whole life. At some, if he's involved with them, you have to be involved with them. And if you don't want to be, it ain't it.
It ain't it.
It ain't it.
And that's what Gus yeah. is saying. So yeah. For right now, if you're looking to self-preserve, if you can't really deal with it, okay, yeah. not the jerk. But what's going to make right. you the jerk is if, say, a year, 2 years down the line, she's still doing this.
And then she looks like exactly. the petty one.
Okay, Gus, we follow.
He said yeah. not the jerk, though.
He said not the jerk. Not the jerk. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Gus.
Yep. Ciao.
Ciao.
Oh.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Oh, bust out a little Italiano, a little Espanol. Just sprinkle that in there. Call again, Gus. We like you.
He'll be the chow guy.
Chow guy.
Bella, our girl, got her own theme song called 5 days in a row. She's in Kenosha this morning. My milkshake. Bella.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning.
Even though she's married now. Even though she's married right. now, she still has milkshake as her theme song.
One milkshake, though, for one person.
All right, Bella.
One, only one.
Is Bethany the jerk for not going to her boyfriend's family events?
Yeah, she's a jerk for ooh, sure.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she's actually adding to the drama a little bit by choosing to not go. Like, well, now they're going to talk about her and why is she not there.
Well, it gives them a reason. But she didn't do anything. That's what's so crazy about right. this.
I mean, but in a family.
Just go handle it. You know, have a conversation. And, like, you're equally, like, to be present as everyone else, especially if it's, like, not your problem.
Ah, go try it. Be present. Yeah. Try to battle it. If they keep drawing you back into drama, then be like, enough.
Deal with it now rather mm-hmm. than dealing with it later.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Right?
And show up.
Think about it. If she is saying or how she's feeling is true about the family, they could be a little toxic, whatever. Then she's not there. They're guaranteed to be going, oh, your girl's not here again. You got to be able to defend yourself.
What's wrong with your girl?
Right. Don't give him that ammunition. Mm-hmm. Don't give him that ammunition. Well, I love it, Bella.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Bethany needs to remember, she was the easiest one to blame at the time for mm-hmm. the sister cheating because nobody knew her. So
she's
it was
new.
Like, I'm just going to throw her to the wolves because she's my brother's new girlfriend. I don't give a damn. So I'm going to blame her when I get caught cheating.
We'll see if she survives that. Because
think about it. You're not going to, if you know your rest of your family too well, you can't pin it on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a deflection.
Hey, yo, that's a wild take.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, son.
All right,
show
Bella.
Up and call everybody out on this stuff. It'll be a good party.
Be like, I didn't say that. You go, yeah, show up and be like, I never said that to your girlfriend. She broke up with you because you cheated on her.
Bella,
exactly.
If anything, I was entertaining your girlfriend. I did you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
See, look at that spin.
Bella literally said, "Nah, go to the cookout and bring the beef."
and
we
let
appreciate
me come.
You. Yeah.
Can I come too? Okay. Bella, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Peace.
Last but not least, Jennifer is in Brown Deer, and she's going to be the tiebreaker because Gus said not the jerk. Mm-hmm. Bella said jerk.
Split.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love you.
Aww.
We love you back. Appreciate
love you too.
I am going to go with not the jerk. Yeah. I say anything. First of all, I'm a mental health nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you feel is harmful for your mental health, step back from.
You don't have to be a part of it.
No, you don't. I will say if she wants, like you said, Allie, if she wants a future with this guy, she's got to really consider what this relationship is to her.
Mm-hmm.
You can't marry somebody and not marry their family. You
That's
can't
right.
have kids with somebody and not have them in that family. So,
That's
and
right.
I want to know where the boyfriend is in this. Is he stepping up, defending her? Where is he?
Fair. That's actually fair.
Ah.
At no point in time did we bring this up about him.
No. Where is he?
Right. It's her problem, but it's their relationship.
But it's his family, right?
And it would be the mental health. health nurse to ask that question.
The only thing the boyfriend did was let her know that the dad tried to hook him up with somebody else, which did nothing but hurt her feelings. It was not
and kind of gaslight the drama.
I just thought about that. The boyfriend was causing stress and drama too, because I don't. If your dad tried to hook you up with somebody and you just laughed it off, I don't want to know that. Like, that's actually hurtful. It added no value by telling the girlfriend about it.
It added a tinge of narcissism, if you ask me.
Narcissism, jealousy, confusion. Yep.
I thought he was being nice and courteous by saying so. Oh,
no,
snap.
No. He should never have told her that. That was not nice.
Y'all should see my face
right
now.
He's the jerk. Yeah. Bethany, you are not the jerk. Your boyfriend is.
Okay, Jennifer, appreciate your call.
That was great.
All right. Have a great week, guys.
You too. Bye.
She could run for president, because I actually believed and was turned there with that. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
She knocked that out of the park. She made me question the whole situation. As I already painted the picture, I went, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. My canvas was almost dry. Now I got to restart.
Yeah, the boyfriend is just as toxic as everybody else, is the way it sounds.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's just, our opinions.
But today has been worked out, and
not
Bethany,
the jerk. They said the jerk. Bethany does not have to if it's causing issues with their mental health. And the nurse who called in was right. You don't have to do anything that's causing harm to your mental health, even if it does involve family.
Yep.
But then you got to make some decisions.
But yeah, I was going to say, it comes with consequence, and that it's a turning point for sure. Whoa.
Not the jerk.
Woo!
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. You know, it's a holiday week here at KISS FM, and we came in with a little kick in our step because we're working a short week too, everybody.
You know, it feels like Thursday already.
I feel like nobody's at work, though. You can feel it on the radio. We can feel when our callers, when they're on vacation and when they're not.
We feel your energy.
We feel your energy when you're texting and when you're not. We can sense it.
We know y'all ain't up. Y'all ain't doing nothing this week, huh? Oh, everybody took off.
We're on to you.
Think you slick.
I don't blame you. It's 4th of July week. Summerfest last weekend happening this weekend.
That's right.
But 4th of July is on Thursday.
Yeah, midweek.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're going to be in the St. Francis 4th of July parade, everybody, if you're going to be out or want to come see us at 2 p.m.
Pull up on us.
On the 4th, as
please.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of your day.
How it should be.
Come visit us. But theme parties. You get a lot of these.
Well, the 4th of July is the upcoming
is a theme. That is the theme this week.
Right.
Is it? Or is it red, white, and blue? America?
Right.
Everything should be red, white, and blue this week, right?
Some people aren't celebrating the 4th at all. You know?
No.
You might just be barbecuing. I don't know.
Some people don't care about the 4th. I know that may... the America people are going to have a heart attack when I say that, but you know.
Some people genuinely aren't as invested as others are.
I know people who 4th of July is their favorite holiday of the whole year. And I know people who are like, it's a day. If somebody invites me to a barbecue, I'll go. But otherwise,
Allie,
I'm just hanging.
You can say it's my wife's family. They love the 4th.
Are they the ones?
Oh, they're the ones.
Oh, they're the ones that go crazy.
They've been standing at the same street corner for the same parade for like 50 years. That's their corner. I say my wife's family is a staple in their community
for the
holiday parade.
That's amazing.
Stapled.
Wow.
Locked in. That's their theme for sure.
Interesting. Interesting.
Me not so much, but I do love a theme party.
Uh-huh.
And we've all seen a few different themes, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most recent themes I've seen was anything but a cup party. So you pull up.
I've never heard of this one. Anything but a cup party.
And
okay, go on.
Drink out of anything but a cup.
Hmm.
So rather than having red Solos, somebody might bring a shoe.
Can I bring a so it can't even be
no Stanley's. That's a cup.
No cup. I have to bring something else to drink out of.
You can drink out of a soup bowl if you'd like. That's not a cup. You know?
What would I bring if I couldn't bring a cup? That's a great idea.
That's one theme party.
Okay. What
else
you got?
The most recent? I'm talking about, I saw it like yesterday.
We're taking your theme party ideas here.
Ugly shoe party. Yeah. Think about it.
Why? Okay, wait. And who decides what the ugly shoe is?
You decide what your ugly shoe is.
So, like, what would you wear to an ugly shoe party? Would you wear Crocs? Don't even say you'd wear Crocs. Oh, DZ.
Well, that's one pair.
What?
I'd wear my Crocs.
You'd wear the Crocs.
Or I'd wear my dad's sandals. Some boat shoes.
With socks under them.
Oh, guaranteed with socks under them.
Or New Balance.
Maybe a pair of New Balances. Yes,
like
yes.
The dad shoes.
You know, I saw
so
a video
funny.
Of an ugly shoe party.
Skechers, my mom.
Dude, somebody wore bass slippers. Fish slippers.
Oh, that's smart. Oh, you can wear your house slippers.
You can wear
an ugly shoe party.
Somebody wore grandma Sunday shoes.
DZ, I go to Walmart and Target in my house shoes. I've been known to leave the house in my slippers.
Every day's an ugly shoe party for Allie.
Pretty much. I kind of like that. the theme party of the ugly shoe party. That's cool. So you said drink out of anything but a cup.
Anything but a cup party.
That's smart. And it can't be like a can or a bottle. You have to find a box or something to drink out of.
If you're drinking out of a box.
A spoon.
People could drink out of a spoon.
You could do a big, I would get a big spoon, a big like ladle.
Otherwise, you're only taking shots all night.
Wait a second. This might be working out if you're only taking shots all night.
Allie just switched spoon size.
Somebody texted in and said, my nephew's first birthday is the 4th of July. Okay. Happy birthday to your nephew.
So it's a birthday theme for the 4th for y'all.
Somebody said, there's a town up north. The theme for the 4th of July parade is Mardi Gras. And everyone is like, we don't need a theme for the 4th. Yeah, why would it only in Wisconsin? A town up north's doing a theme on the 4th of July.
We already got a theme for that day.
Mardi Gras is like a whole theme in itself about a... What?
Red, white, and blue beads? Wait, what? I mean, they love theme parties, clearly.
What the hell?
They love theme parties enough that they're changing the theme of the 4th of July.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Absolutely. Oh, I see the phones are ringing. Okay, we're going to talk to you about your theme parties coming up next from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We're talking theme parties because it's a holiday week.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's funny that a town somewhere in Wisconsin put a Mardi Gras theme on 4th of July, which is a theme all itself.
Could you imagine somebody going, hey, what theme should we do for the 4th of July?
I mean.
And everybody writes down different ideas but the 4th of July. They're like, man, this is hard.
Actually, in today's day and age, I could believe that, DZ. I could.
Some people like theme parties enough, they're willing to change the theme that's already themed for the day.
You're not wrong. Like, a wedding is already a theme in itself, but you know who had a theme at their wedding?
I was just going to say.
Mm-hmm. Tony and Racine. Mascot man. Tony.
What up?
You had a full 90s themed wedding.
Yes.
You're a theme guy.
He's a theme guy.
A theme guy.
I am. I love themes. Mm-hmm. I love dressing up and participating in different things. Mm.
He's into the cosplay.
So, best theme parties. Go. You better give me some good ideas since you claim to be the mecca of theme party people.
Well, if he's a guy, give us a list.
I'll tell you the one I'm planning right now.
Oh.
I'm planning a Prince theme party right now.
Oh, man.
A Prince theme party. I'll tell you the party I haven't been invited to, DZ.
Uh-huh. A Prince theme party. Yeah. Crazy how we haven't gotten an invitation to a party like that. That sounds fun.
It's crazy because I got a couple years on it, and I'm planning it for my birthday.
A couple years?
You've been planning this for years?
What?
I just started planning it after the wedding. It's going to be for my 40th birthday.
Oh, okay.
And so I got to find the location. I got to figure out what decorations I'm going to use. I got to find a couple different outfits because I am going to change three or four times.
This is what it sounds like. Oh, my gosh. I'm coming to that if you're having it.
I invited you to my wedding, and you dipped out on that one.
Oh, I dipped out? No, like I was on a plane to California, Tony. Rude.
I'm going
to
just sit out of this one.
You know what? Don't blame me. Blame my sister.
Ah, there you go.
Okay, I blame your sister then.
Thank you.
But, yes, you guys will be invited, but theme parties take a very long time. The last one that I threw besides my wedding was an all-green party. So you could not get through the door unless you were wearing all green top to bottom.
Wearing, smoking, looking at. Carrying.
Something. You had to have green on you.
You had to have a money gun.
Had to have green on me. So you... not that type of green either.
Okay, Tony.
All right, so Tony had an all-green party.
I like that theme.
So, Tony, if we actually have a party for the regulars, which I've been... This is like how I promised my kids we're going to do something and I never do it. I've been doing this with the regulars now for a year. If we have a regulars party... Another one. Thank you, DZ. Actually, let's manifest it.
When?
You're right. I'm using the wrong words. When we have the party, what should our theme be, Tony? I might put you in charge of themes, so I don't have to plan much.
You're now on the committee, officially. Well,
you're welcome. Surprise! We have a board. We have a board for the party. Okay, what's the theme, Tony?
We can do the best. Whoever has the best stylish phone themed.
What?
Tony, you're fired.
No. Yeah,
no. Fired.
Hang up on him.
Yeah,
goodbye, Tony. See you later. Thank you for hanging up on him. So anyway.
We love you, fam.
We're talking theme parties. I loved how you said the no cup party. You had to drink out of anything but a cup.
Anything but a cup.
It could not. You can't even get. It's got to be like a shoe or something.
Oh yeah, you definitely. Oh, you want a beverage? Go ahead, grab that soup bowl out the cupboard.
Oh my gosh, what other theme parties have you been to?
Oh man, obviously. You know, you think the decades theme parties. I remember Friends, obviously, more of the college days.
Yeah.
Toga parties.
Of course. You know what I just went to? I went to a luau. Remember at my kids' school? And I went to Party City, which, oh my gosh, you go, it's like the Dollar Tree. You go in there and you just think you don't need anything. And the next thing you know, I got seven pairs of red glasses, some Mardi Gras beads. I don't know why I need any of this.
Look at these flamingo glasses.
I leave with the dumbest stuff from Party City.
Sounds like Party City.
But I went in there and got, you know, I got the grass skirt.
You got the hula skirt.
I got the coconut boobs, even though I did not wear those to my kids' school. They came with the skirt.
Those are for a different party.
But I got that, you know. A lot of people, you see masquerade parties. You got the Gatsby parties.
Dude, I've never been to
pajama parties.
You got me on the masquerade. I've never been to a masquerade or a Gatsby party. I want to do that.
That would be fun.
I want to do that.
Anything but clothes party? Who came up with that one?
Hey, ABC party.
What do you wear to that?
So people
what you would wear like a toga or something?
Yeah, or you'd wear a sheet. Some people have made duct tape dresses. I've seen an ABC party, anything but clothes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said Tony's fired on the text. Oh, that was Bella.
Big fired.
Uh-huh. Somebody texted in and said, my wedding was glam Halloween, and it was epic. Glam Halloween.
What's a glam Halloween?
It must be glamorous with the Halloween theme. I know I just repeated that. All I did was flip the words around for you.
Thanks for explaining, Allie.
Somebody said, I want 80s heartthrob theme. Nah.
I mean, yeah, I'll do a little Bret Hart impression for him.
I guess. Somebody said thrift store outfit party. I love those when I see those on TikTok. Those are fun.
Aren't they?
Where everybody has to go out and your friends can buy you a party. Were you going to say that's an everyday outfit?
That was just a Monday through Friday.
No, it's different where we actually, you and I could just do this to be fun one day. I go pick out your outfit at the thrift store and you pick out mine. And then we come in and you have to wear whatever I got you out.
Oh.
And we go out like that.
Hear me
and
out.
And they're hysterical. Like, I would do it with you if you want to do this.
Hear me out. We have a family day. You, the boys.
Yes.
Us, the boys.
Yes.
We go to Goodwill, yes. St. Benny's, wherever.
Wherever, thrift store.
Pick each other's outfits. We all put names in a hat. Uh-huh. Whoever you draw, you pick their outfit.
Pick their outfit, yeah.
And then we go take family pictures. And that's our Christmas card. What? I said what I said. You trying to have a party?
Yes. Accepted. I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh.
I'm in.
I love this. Okay, say less. That's it. We're doing it.
All right.
Fine. They're not like us.
We different.
They're not like us. Kiss FM. Don't be annoying.
I'm sorry.
You were not annoying. It was somebody with you who was annoying.
Fair.
103.7 Kiss FM. We're talking about social media. And when you post a story, how many before you get annoyed? Because I'll sit there on the gram and I'll just boop, 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 boop. And if you got too many stories, I'm like, ugh! When I start watching someone's story and I see there's, and when I say too many, I don't mean six or seven.
No.
Six or seven over a 24-hour period is cool with
it's
me.
Okay.
Because you might have done a lot in a 24-hour period, because that's how long the story lasts on Facebook, on Instagram, Snapchat even.
And if it's cool, I do want to see it.
Yeah, I do. Right. It's when you post 30 to 40 stories, so many that up top it's so little. When you see the little, you can see where the story separates. There's so many you can barely see.
It looks like a chain link.
Mm-hmm. A very long chain
link. It looks like a chain link or some belt loops.
Yeah, with some small chain links.
With
yeah.
very tiny chain links.
Yeah. And so DZ was out at Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm. We were giving away Summerfest tickets.
And one of our helpers, our assistants, was posting on social media.
Yes. Yeah.
And put up like 45 stories.
It was a lot of stories. And I wasn't paying attention to it.
They were all good, but it was a lot.
It was a lot.
And DZ came in and he goes, oh, was that being annoying? I just told the assistant to put everything up. And did we put too many up? I go, well, it's a lot, but it's cool. But if I had seen anyone else put up 45 stories, I would have been like, come on.
I'm not watching 45 stories.
I tap through so quick. Sometimes I just to be polite so they don't think I dipped out in the middle.
Oh, I'll dip out in the middle.
Oh, you're nicer than than me. I should dip out in the middle like you.
I do the
I'm like giving them a sympathy.
The sympathy watch?
But I'm not really watching.
Gee, can I tell you, I dipped out in the middle of our own stories. I was like, oh, this is too many. And I just gave up. I was like, I don't want to be disrespectful to all of the people, the winners, the people that do want to see themselves.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't want to see myself that much.
You were watching yourself and you dipped out on your own.
I dipped out on myself. I was like, oh my goodness, this is too much. Because after I posted like a closing recap of, it was fun, great to see everybody kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then and only then did I see how many stories had actually gone on the Kiss Instagram. Mm. And I went, oh, way too many.
Oh, that was a lot of stories.
That was a lot. And that's what I get for just handing our assistant my phone and going free range, post what you think is good.
Even when it's a celebrity who I think I'm curious about their life, even Kim Kardashian or whoever, I'm just watching to see what the hell's going on because I'm curious about their you know, star-studded life. I still don't want 20 stories on hers either. Her, I get annoyed. I go, ugh.
If it's too many, I'm out. It's too many. You can be the most interesting man in the world. I'm not watching your 20-plus stories. Mm-hmm. My cap, if we're talking for real, my cap might be 6 or 7.
Mm.
If I see anything more than like 5 dashes, I'm probably not watching your stories.
5 dashes is perfect.
5 story breaks. If I see anything more than that, I'm not watching.
How many stories are you going to watch? Because this is 24 hours. You can put up stories. So how many? Because if you get over 10, now we're annoyed.
Yeah.
Now Deezy's leaving in the middle and I'm tapping through to be nice, to not hurt your feelings, to make you think I watched them all, but I didn't. You don't know how many times I've tapped through people's stories like, why did you post so many?
I used to do that in the past just to give people the courtesy sympathy watch. Right.
Yeah, I did that too because I didn't want to hurt their feelings like they have any idea.
But then people start asking you about it. Can I call you out real quick?
This is a good one.
Can I call you out real quick?
You're going to do it right now.
Yeah, because you sympathy watched one of my stories.
No. It was not a sympathy watch. I was into it because it was your kid. I didn't watch the whole thing.
You didn't watch till the end.
You had a story. You know what? Fine. You go, and then I'll go.
I had a story.
I'll defend myself.
I had a story up on my Instagram of me with Danny, our youngest, 7 months old. He had stood up and then immediately fallen on something.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked you, oh, did you see the amazing catch I had?
And you're like, huh?
Wait, the catch?
Which, by the way, I hearted the story and everything.
You did heart the story.
For the record, because I saw Danny and I went, oh, heart.
So I was like, you had to have seen the story, right?
I did see the story, but I didn't watch the whole story.
Right. So you dip out on, let's see, 3/4 of the story through.
Yeah.
If it's too long of a story.
You have to write, wait till the end on those. If something amazing happens at the end of a, like, and you got the story going, because when I saw it, and let me defend myself.
Please.
I saw cute baby Danny, and I go, oh. And then I go, you know, on the heart or whatever, and I'm like, oh, how cute.
Oh, so you were giving it the instant Titi heart, not even caring what happened.
I didn't care what he did. He was perfect in
Danny,
my eyes.
Love it.
Love. Any of the kids. Aaron posts the kids. Love. Like, I don't care. I'm loving anything with the babies.
Touche. Me sitting here thinking you were hearting my amazing catch.
I didn't even know about the catch. I felt bad. I wanted you to repost and say, wait till the end, everybody, because the catch was funny when you caught the baby at the end and when he fell backwards and you caught him with one hand. I missed all that in the story because I just hearted it and moved on.
Maybe everybody else that hearted it moved on too. Maybe I should post it as a reel. Because clearly y'all missed my amazing hands.
Honestly,
the athleticism.
I did not see it. Huh. I did not see it. So I just want to say that. That's my defense on tapping through your story too quick. As I'm lecturing everyone else on what to do. How many stories are too much?
Yeah.
How many are you watching?
5 or 6 for me is my cap. Anything more than that, I'm not watching your stories. I apologize right now.
And if you don't know what a story is, get off my line.
As our homie says.
414-533-1037. Anna in Milwaukee said, after 6 stories, I'm out. LOL. We're talking about how many stories you're actually watching on social media before you get annoyed or leave. It's Allie in DC.
My patience is smaller and smaller the years as they pass.
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. So let's go to the phones. We'll start with Jade in South Milwaukee. I love it when Jade calls in. Hey, Jade.
Hello.
How many stories are you watching on social media before you either get annoyed or leave?
I feel like the kids watch all the stories.
I don't know, maybe.
No, I do not.
Oh.
Mm.
It's only because I have my friends, and then there's the people that I follow. Mm-hmm. And with my friends, I'll watch all their stories, and I'll heart all of their stuff. But then with people I follow, I'll like, if they're like two of them and they're really long, mm-hmm. I'll dip out at like the first one.
Okay. Are we talking Snapchat, Instagram? What are we talking here, Jade?
Good question.
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok's got stories now, too. Duh. Why didn't I think about that? I should have known that, yeah, when I said these. Okay. So,
but if they're too short, if there's multiple short ones, I'll stay to like five.
You like shorter stories. Well, that's why I didn't see the end of DZ's, because it was too long.
It was like 16 seconds.
That's long.
Too long?
That's a long story.
Oh, damn, I thought that was short.
I'm talking five or less.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
My concept of time is skewed then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jade, well, we like getting your perspective this morning.
Need the young perspective.
You know what I also found?
What'd you find?
Your guys' TikTok.
Oh, you found our TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that means we need to be posting more on TikTok since Jade's on it now.
Well, let me get on it.
You better be watching our stories,
too. You found out the Kiss one or us?
I am.
Jade, you're a goofball.
All right, Jade, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
We are on everything. I mean, I'm on TikTok, Allie Faith. DZ, you can find us on Instagram, SoyMeDZ. I'm Allie Faith 1. A-L-L-E-Y is how... Don't ask me why.
Don't ask me why. A-L-L-E-Y. Don't ask me why.
Look, I got a radio job 100 years ago, and my name is Allison, and I walked in, and they put his alley, and they spelled it weird, and I go, I don't know why you spelled it like that, but okay.
I'll keep it.
I'm not a back alley, but okay.
But Allie Faith won.
On Instagram.
And then SoyMeDZ mm-hmm. on everything, actually.
And Facebook, just go find it.
Oh, yeah. SoyMeDZ. You know it.
Emily in Milwaukee texted in. She said, here I click right through stories everywhere. She clicks through. She's a click through every time.
We got clickers on the line, huh?
Speaking of, Ryan's in Calabama. He's a clicker. I just know it. He's a clicker. Ryan.
Good morning.
Happy
good morning. Monday.
Somebody texted in and said, I love a good story, but five or six is my max.
Fair.
I don't even see you on social media, Ryan. What are you going to do with a story? Come on.
Nothing. Just click through it because it annoys me.
How much of it do you actually watch? Because I see this from you. I don't see you watching any bit of anybody's story.
So
you just click.
I'll watch the first 2 seconds, and if I get bored, it's clicked.
Wow.
Click.
Wow.
Like, I feel that way
Snapchat
about everything.
Stories are annoying, so I hate seeing the notification. Oh, you have 17 stories that blah, blah, blah. No, click, all the way
through. They're not annoying, but Snap is a safer place to post way too much. Like, we're already talking about endurance with clicking through. Snapchat's where I expect you to post the longest, most annoying stories. I said what I said.
Oh.
Instagram, keep it short, baby. We don't need to go. I feel like Snap is a little more acceptable. Maybe it's in my mind, an idea I've created in my mind.
I've posted stories or reels on Instagram, and I've gotten annoyed with myself. So
all the time.
Really?
I could have cut 1,700 words out of what I just said and just made it so much shorter.
But that's why you're not a video editor, Ryan.
That's why I'm not an Instagrammer or a Facebooker or none of that.
You know why you ain't an influencer?
I ain't on that level.
Oh, man.
All props to everyone else that can be on that level. I have zero patience for it.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. All right, Ryan, thanks
appreciate
for calling.
You.
We'll talk to you later.
Not a problem. Talk to you later.
Last but not least, Saucy. Oh my gosh, we don't have time. Saucy Saunders on the phone. Let's make this quick. Come on. Sorry, Saucy.
Ready, set, go, Sauce.
Hey there, hey. All I gotta say is we have ADHD and we can't be watching through your whole story. We can only watch a certain amount and then it's like, dopamine levels dropping. Gotta go to the next. Okay? And when it comes down to it, I don't watch crap on stories on Facebook, TikTok, anything like that. I'd rather watch the stuff on Snapchat because that stuff's kind of interesting.
Saucy with the
and that's
drop.
All I gotta say about all that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.